Hey, Freedom Seeker. Welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, business mentor and time saver strategist. That's what I am today. I got my cape on and everything. I'm just kidding. Seriously, though, I do want to save you. I want to talk to you today about something that could save you potentially years, and make your life so much more effective, make your effort so much more effective. So let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Okay, so many of you know I got my start in the online space. It's been almost 4 or 5 years ago, and I wanted to do coaching like everybody else, okay? Everybody was jumping into coaching, and what was happening is you were getting all these coaches wanting to coach the coaches. Like, that became the big thing. So you would have coaches running ads that were like, this is how my client made 20 grand in her first 30 days. And you better be doing this to make for coaches. Like, you better do this one thing on this social media platform or else you're going to miss out. Or here's how I make 10K months off of TikTok. I mean, that was the big thing. Everybody was about making 10K months. Everybody was about their one strategy that was going to do it for you, right? And when you're just getting started in the online space, your heart is full with hope. Like, you just want to be that person. Yes, I want to make 10K months. Yes, I want the moon. I want it all. And you see it, you feel it, you taste it, you see it's possible for other people, and you think it's possible for me. But there wasn't somebody like just there to hold your hand to say step one, step two, step three. Granted, that's not to say there weren't coaching programs. I signed up for plenty of them. I spent thousands, tens of thousands of dollars actually on coaching programs that were like, I've worked with groups and I've worked with personal coaches. Everybody was like, yes, I can help you build a business. I'm going to tell you something. They all taught me parts of running a business. Okay. They all taught me parts of it. My podcast coach taught me how to launch a successful podcast. Granted, I told her my idea. I told her what I was doing and she took my money and helped me launch it. And I did launch it. So she didn't do anything wrong. I worked with another coach who's like, I'm going to tell you how to live launch. Okay. And do this whole thing on social media and blah, blah, blah. And I took her course. I even became certified in live launches because I thought, okay, this is what I'll teach my people too. You know, if I could do this for other people. Constantly spending money on coaches, new ideas, trying to learn. And guess what? Two things happened. Number one, I burnt out. I burnt out because my energy was fragmented. I was always constantly learning and implementing, starting and stopping. Totally nod your head right now if you relate, because I know I'm not the only one who did that. Now, oddly enough, I didn't know it at the time. I had quite a lot of business experience. If I could have just seen it clearly, I'd probably have figured it out on my own. But because I was new, I didn't think I knew what it was like. And anyway, that's a whole nother, you know, we'll just sweep that under the rug for right now, because honestly, I'm grateful for my journey. I am grateful for my journey because it gives me to this exact moment right now where I get to help you. And I'm seeing this trend again, except this time it's with AI. Oh, and not only is it with AI, even better, it's with people who are making money without having to show their face, without having to build a brand. They're touting all of this like, I'm making all this money doing this for other people, and it's like, takes me no time at all because AI is doing it. And now, listen to me when I say, I'm sure there's truth to what they're saying. Most people, almost everybody I've ever met, I've never been bamboozled to the point where they were totally straight out lying, okay? But they often don't teach you this, the foundation. And I'm going to tell you something. This is something I've learned after doing all of the things, whether it's social media, it's coaching, it's online business, it's selling time for money, it's everything I could do to make a living to support my family and not go get a regular job, because I live in a tiny little town where there is not a job here that could support my family. Now it's by choice because I love living here and I don't want to leave. But this is honestly a blessing in disguise. It's forced me to figure this out the hard way. The point is this. These people that are teaching all of this, they're missing some fundamental things. And that's what this episode is about. I want to show you exactly what you need. The strategy you employ is secondary. In other words, what I mean, and I'm going to say it again, the strategy you employ, how you make money is secondary to what I'm going to talk about today. Okay. So what I mean by that is, like, sure, if you see somebody who's making money online with AI and that's something you want to do, that's the strategy. I teach people how to build courses. That's a strategy. If you want to do coaching or you want to be a social media manager, that's a strategy. What is the word I'm trying to say? It's your footprint in the world. Okay. It doesn't matter what you do to make money. That's my point. The doing part is secondary. What you need is you need the four pillar framework, which is what we've been talking about. I'm going to reiterate it for those of you who are just getting into the podcast. You need to focus, number one, on a transformation. Solve a specific problem. Then build a product ladder around that problem. And your product ladder wants to take people on a journey solving their problem from a simple solution to a little bit more robust. Because, look, I said this today in our Course Builders collaboration group where we have people joining me to actually launch their course. We're talking about this transformation today. That was the hot topic today. And it's really simple, because what you think the person's problem is going to be high level, and you could build, but they're stuck on like the first rung. So when you build a product ladder, you're taking them from that first rung all the way to the other end. Okay. That's the point. That's what I mean when I say focus on a transformation, and then use a product ladder to lead them through that. Who's the them? That's your one audience. This, my friends, is the moneymaker. Nobody put it to me like this. They never said, Lindsay, you need to focus on building a list around one type of person. And it was very demographic focused back then, because Facebook algorithms, Google algorithms, everything was focused on demographics, and it's evolved. It's intent, it's psychographics, it's a whole new game. But it's still not that different, because it's still about building an audience of one person. One type of person. And lastly, start out on one platform. You don't need to be everywhere to get started. Okay. That can come later, and it can come with intention, so you don't burn out. Now, that's the framework, but here's the three reasons why going down the bunny trail of chasing all these shiny objects is a bad idea. Okay. Focusing on the strategy first is the wrong approach. And I just want to save you, if I can, from getting caught up or wrapped up into all of these things that I'm seeing online, because here's what's going to happen. Number one, you're going to have an email list that's fragmented. So let's say you build one ChatGPT prompt that makes you money because you solve a problem with this one thing. And then you maybe make a mini course over here to solve this one problem, or you write a book over here, an ebook or whatever, and you do Amazon KDP or whatever. The point is, all of these different strategies in the world, the ways of you're making money, you're excited. You're like, yeah, I got multiple streams of income. Look, I'm making money over here and I'm making money over there. Great. Okay. Except for one thing, your email list, if you have one, which I would assume you do, it's fragmented. What's the one thing you're going to talk about that you can sell to these people that you're building? And by the way, when you sell something to one person, they're 76% more likely to buy from you again if the offer makes sense. So if you're building up a list to a bunch of people who, you know, are random, I guess you would say, your conversion metrics are going to be a lot lower, And that means your acquisition costs are a lot higher, meaning you're going to end up spending more energy and more money to bring in new people because you're constantly going to have to be feeding your pipeline in order to be successful. Whereas if you focus on one audience, these people will buy when they're at the lower level of the problem. They'll buy when they're at the middle level of the problem, and they'll buy again when they're at the higher end of the problem. Your conversion ratio is higher. Okay, number two. Now we talked about the fragmentation of your audience. Number two is the fragmentation of you and your energy. My dear friend, we are here to build sustainable businesses, okay? Sustainable means you can do it long term, 5, 6 years from now, 10 years from now. You're still loving what you do. And if you're constantly having to learn a new strategy and you're having to build it, then you go learn and then you build and then you learn and you build. And you know what you're really doing? You're starting and stopping and starting and stopping. And that is not how you build traction. The people who were the most successful in the coaching industry were people who kept doing the same thing, talking to the same people, building a brand around the problem they solved and around themselves. And cool part about that is now they're a name. They don't even need to be a massive name, but they need to have an audience. The size of your list is the size of your bank account. I know we've talked about that many, many times. But if your energy is fragmented, your capacity is limited and you will burn out. You will get frustrated. You will burn out. You will wonder why it's not working. It's not working because you're not sticking with it. But you can't stick with it because you're constantly reinventing yourself or reinventing your wheel, so to speak. So my reason number two for not falling into the shiny object thing is because you will peter out. And even if you were to make some money, like you might make 5 or 10 grand right away. Reason number three is because of market saturation. Same thing again happened in the coaching industry. Everybody was hanging a shingle to be a coach, and then like nobody could get a client. And you see it even today. There's a gazillion wellness coaches. There's tons of mindset coaches, resilient coaches, transformational coaches, all kinds of these coaches who are not focusing on a specific problem they're solving because they're being vague and they're struggling. They are struggling because they didn't follow this framework. Okay. Also, you'll have the same thing with people making money on AI. It's going to work until all of a sudden everybody's doing it. I have a classic example of this. Somebody I know through a Facebook group, she started doing an AI photo shoot. It was fantastic. People are like, oh, yay, this is so great. I could pay like $60 and she makes photos of me. And she, and then you can use these in your branding. And think about it, $60 versus paying like $1,000 or $500 to a photographer. Heck yeah, right? Why wouldn't you want to do that? They were turning out so realistic. It was amazing. I mean, she was doing a phenomenal job. She got to the point where she was booked up like 3 or 4 months in advance. And I kept seeing her post things like, oh my gosh, I just paid off a credit card with the AI photo shoots. Yay. She started to launch a course teaching other people how to do it. And now she has a group teaching women how to do it. Guess what? That's amazing. I'm not happy for them. But it's my point is soon, two things. One, it's going to be a saturated market. Or two, AI is going to become so normal, people will just be able to do it for themselves. So how sustainable is that? Do you see my point? I want you to build a business that you will still be making money from long term. AI is fantastic. It will help make things easier for you. And you could even build it as your thing. It doesn't even matter to me. But if you don't know what you stand for and you don't have these four pillars, you're going to find it to be a drag. 2 years from now, you're going to be frustrated because you're still feeling like you're in the same place, but you're a lot smarter. Okay, that was me. And it finally took me going, hello, Lindsay, you have this. I was telling it to everybody else, but I wasn't doing it for myself because I still felt like, I don't know, what was I missing? I was doing that whole like FOMO still thing. Like I got sucked into this cycle, and that's what can happen to you right now. And FOMO is the fear of missing out, right? So you get in this loop where you're always seeing ahead. Let me be more clear. You're always seeing like 20 steps ahead of where you want to be. And since you're not there, you think you don't have it yet. Okay. Knock it off. You've got it. You have it. You can start now. And it's based on everything and everything about you. Everything you've got, everything you need right now to get started. I promise. Right now, you can still get that branding training for free. It's not going to be free forever. I'm making it free right now. It's extremely powerful. It will change the way you think about yourself and what you have to offer the world. Now you know the four pillars. I've been sharing them all over this podcast. You know, I'm really, truly wanting to help you. If you need to get on a phone call and be like, hey, look, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm good at. But I just want to talk through this idea. Let's go. Book a call. Let's have it. Or DM me. Okay. All right. That's it for today's episode. Hopefully that saves you oodles and oodles of time. Until next time, my dear friend. Bye for now.